to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Ruddy Vikings, the beardiest card game ever. And so I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Ben with me today. How's it going, Ben?
Yeah, not too bad. Cheers, Barry.
Well, thanks for being on the show today. I know that the Kickstarter is going well, and so you're probably just running around like a chicken with your head cut off and trying to stay on top of things.
Yeah, at the minute. So, it's pretty crazy.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do for the game, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so my name's Ben. I'm the lead designer for the game. And I also do some of the artwork as well.
Awesome. So you illustrate, you create, and you're just a jack of all trades.
Yeah, a general awesome guy, basically.
That's cool. We like awesome people on the show, and so we'll take it. We'll take it for sure. So tell us a little bit about Ruddy Vikings, what it is, and what people can expect from it.
Okay, so Ruddy Vikings is a super simple strategic card game. Where players basically take on a role of a Viking clan. And then their aim is to destroy all of the other Viking clans and be the ultimate winner, basically. That's the aim of the game. But we wanted to keep it super simple, like we sort of tried to get across in our campaign as well. It basically takes between 5 and 20 minutes. It can vary quite a lot. And yeah, just a fun card game, basically.
No, that's awesome. Well, and that's definitely one thing that drew my attention, besides the cool artwork and of course Vikings, because Vikings are always cool.
Because Vikings. And,
yeah, exactly, right. But no, just the fact that it's you tote it off as being really simple and it's for all ages, and that's definitely something that catches. My interest. Sometimes I can't think of words, but because I am married and have children, and so sometimes I want to play games with them, but I also want to play games that I enjoy at the same time. So it's definitely, that was one thing that caught my eye. I'm like, oh, Vikings, easy to play. I could totally play this with my kids. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's something we really wanted to get across when we started sort of designing and developing the game. Because we're sort of quite new to the board game format or designing, as it were. We've sort of worked on a lot of video games. And I wanted to sort of keep the things that we love about video, like simple, short, fun, and just sort of bring it so that the whole family can get involved and have a good time, basically.
No, that's really cool. So how did the creation of Ruddy Vikings happening? Who came up with the idea, and how did it evolve to the game that it is today?
So I came up with the idea in a hotel room, of all places.
Well, that's where a lot of ideas happen, right?
Yeah, right. So basically, I've started growing a beard myself, and I've been sort of very into Vikings and all the kind of mythology that surrounds them for quite a while, and I wanted to try and bring that into something that I'd made and something that people could enjoy and get involved with. So it just kind of went from there. I mean, I love short games. I love simple games, games that you can pick up in one or two turns and just have a really good time and not have to worry about in-depth rules and things getting taken too seriously and just have a lighthearted piece of fun. So myself and my teammate, Rich Clark, we sort of got together and bashed our heads together many, many times and came up with Ruddy Vikings.
Yeah, like what Vikings do, lots of headbutting.
Exactly, so. Yeah. Lots of beer drinking and lots of headbutting.
There you go. That's what Vikings do.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, that's really cool. And so were Rich and you, like, did you work on video games before you guys worked on this game? Have you worked at basically as a team before?
Yeah. So we've worked as a team for roughly 5 years, just sort of going through from students studying sort of game design and then moving through and starting to take the studio to a new level and developing some mobile titles. And then we just sort of thought it's something that we've always wanted to do, to create a physical game. physical board game. And we just thought, you know what, now seems like a really good time. We've got a bit of time on our hands to do the artwork. It's something that we don't really have to rely on other people to do. And yeah, we just wanted to get something out there and get something sort of moving along. And Ruddy Vikings has been a real sort of strong point for us in the way that we develop our games and what sort of come out of the studio. So yeah, it's cool.
It is. It's really cool. And as of today, when we're recording this, you have 5 days left to go on the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So we're hitting the end there and all the craziness. And you guys are extremely well past your funding goal and and it's awesome. It's a great success story. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a really, really crazy ride. We launched an initial Kickstarter and we sort of, we realized very early on that we hadn't sort of looked into a couple of things well enough, or we actually over planned for things. So we thought to ourselves, all right, let's cut it down. Let's take it back to what we need to sort of create this game. And people responded so well. The community has really gotten behind Ruddy Vikings. And yeah, we're so over the moon with how it's gone and can't wait to get everybody playing it. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's really cool, and you're hitting a lot of your stretch goals too. So
yeah,
one left. I know, and you could very well easily hit that within the next 5 days.
Well, we're keeping everything crossed. We really are. It's
well, no, it's super exciting. It's awesome to you initially launched this and then relaunched it. Is that what I heard correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. So we launched for I think it was about 12 or 13 days or something, maybe a little bit longer. But then we sort of realized, okay, we can do this better. We worked really hard to update the campaign and make it a lot more us, because it's the first, that was the first campaign we'd ever done, and just put a bit more of us into it. And yeah, people responded really well.
That's really cool. So just I can definitely appreciate that. You know, you looking at the project and being like, wait, you know, stepping back and looking at it, be like, we could totally improve this.
Yeah.
And then just pulling it away and be like, okay, people, I know you backed this, but let us pull it away just for a little bit and then let us improve and tweak it. And then we'll make it even better when we bring it out again.
Yeah, and definitely. And that's something we really wanted to get across to people. We were like, right, okay, we love this game. We know you're going to love it too. So we're not going to wait ages sort of tweaking things and whatever. So literally we cancelled one day and then started the new campaign up the very next day. So
yeah,
we just sort of kept it rolling. It was really cool.
That's really cool. And I can appreciate that. It shows that you guys love the game, but also that you appreciate good quality work rather than just trying to, you know, make a buck, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting.
Yeah. This is,
oh, go ahead.
Sorry. This project was never about sort of making the money. It was just kind of about getting the game out there. That's why we wanted to sort of make it. Well, that's why we have made it a lot cheaper the second time around, because we just want people to play the game rather than sort of trying to make money out of anything. So yeah, that was our main focus for this second time around.
Well, that's exciting. So with the success of Ruddy Vikings, do you plan on continuing to make more tabletop games, maybe based in the same world as Ruddy Vikings, expansions, or do you guys have some more projects in the mix in the background there?
Definitely. We've got a mobile game coming out within the next couple of months. So we're kind of juggling things around for that at the second. but yeah, definitely. We're really looking forward to expanding the universe. Not necessarily with the same mechanics in another card game, but definitely with more sort of genres like pirates and medieval times and wizards and things like that. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the future. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah. So that would be really cool. It'd be really cool to have, you know, kind of like the same type of gameplay, but different themes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or even being able to mix them all together. So you have a Viking fighting a wizard.
That's exactly what we thought. Sort of ninjas and wizards and, all of the awesome, all in one day.
Everything geeky in the geeky world will come together and battle. So it'd be That's awesome. I think that's really cool.
Cool.
So, yeah, I mean, this is super exciting. The game looks great. The illustration, artwork looks fantastic. It's fun. It's colorful. It's bright. And since it's for all ages, I appreciate that it's also appropriate for all ages, too. So you don't have, you know, your Vikings getting their heads chopped off on the cards, you know, but so I can appreciate that as a dad, but it's, you guys did a really good job.
Oh,
so.
Thank you very much, man. And don't worry, for those people who maybe do want Vikings getting their head chopped off, there may be sort of expansions coming out for that.
Yeah,
very soon,
that's for the adult expansion later. So
Bloody Vikings adult version, yeah.
There you go. So, well, that's awesome. And it's super exciting. So when this is, you know, we know the game's going to get made. You guys are very well successfully funded. When do you hope to have the game out to the backers? And then also, do you plan on bringing it out to the general market?
Yeah, definitely. So we're looking at the moment at sending it out to the backers in sort of August. If everything goes to plan, we should be shipping it out in August, which would be cool. And then retail, hopefully, shortly after that. We've already got a couple of retailers who are interested in stocking the game, and yeah, just sort of going to try and push it out as far as we can, basically. So obviously that will start in the UK, and hopefully sort of push it out through sort of online markets and everything after that.
Well, that's exciting. You guys got to be super stoked with all the great success that the Kickstarter has brought.
Oh man, it's blown us away. It really has. It's been incredible. Like we definitely didn't expect anything of the sort, especially coming as a studio who's sort of, it's their first project, and not many people have sort of heard of us, and it's really awesome to sort of have people urging us along, and like you say, just sort of the appreciation for what we're doing is awesome. Really, really cool.
Well, they've heard of you now, that's for sure. And so when the next Kickstarter comes out, they'll be like, hey, we know those guys and they produce some awesome stuff. Let's back them again. So I think I see a bright future for your future.
Thank you very much. That's awesome. So.
Yeah, well, thanks again for being on the show. I know it's crazy. You have 5 days left in the Kickstarter. You're trying to get everything basically smoothly done.
smoothly done, yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you may hit some bumps here and there, but that's to be expected with any type of project. But it seems like you guys are on the right track, and that's awesome.
Awesome. And thank you very much.
So, thanks again. And where can people find out more about Rounded Squarish, you guys' company, and maybe more about Ruddy Vikings or yourself?
Okay, cool. So, yeah, we've got a website, www.roundedsquarish.co.uk, or the Ruddy Vikings website. I mean, we're still working on the Ruddy Vikings website. It was just something to sort of redirect people to the Kickstarter in a second. But definitely check out the Kickstarter, and, yeah, just check out Twitter and Facebook as well. We're all on there, all over that.
We're all over there, all over the social verse. So thanks again, and good luck for everything in the future.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. You can find him at the Geek All Stars, and we like to refer to him as Dan the Board Game Man because he knows lots about board games. So thanks to him for those intro and outros. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on the Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.